My guest at this time is David Johnson. He is the CEO of Summitville Tiles in Summitville, Ohio. He has recently written an opinion piece that has run in several different publications about the potentially crippling impact of the new ozone standard that the Obama administration plans to impose in less than 90 days. And he joins me now to explain how it will not only affect his business, but potentially many other businesses as well. And Dave, thanks very much for your time today.
You're sure welcome. Glad to appear in your program.
You, in your piece, say that the cost of this ozone standard to the nation would be 1.4 million jobs and $1.7 trillion in lost productivity by 2040. What's the calculation there, and why would it be so devastating?
Well, the calculation was actually done by a consulting firm that was hired by the American Manufacturers Association, the National Manufacturers Association, and it's calculated on the impact that this new regulation is going to have on virtually every company in the country that manufactures anything and that has emissions. Here in the state of Ohio, I can tell you that we have 88 counties in this state, and under this new ozone standard, all 88 of these counties would be out of compliance just with a stroke of the pen by this executive order of the president. This is not a bill that's been passed by Congress, hasn't been vetted, hasn't been studied. It's simply President Obama and his EPA's effort to combat what they call or what they believe is global warming. So it would be the most expensive regulation in the history of regulations.
What would the rule do? I think there's been a lot of attention to the power plant emission changes that the EPA wants to make, and maybe even the waters. Ozone has been often listed along with those, but it hasn't been detailed a lot in the national press. What does the EPA rule seek to change the standard from, and what would it be if it goes through?
Okay, the current standard across the country is 75 parts per billion of what they call ozone particulate. And the new standard would take that down to 65 parts per billion. Doesn't seem like that would be all that much if it weren't for the fact that most of the, again, I'll use Ohio, which is a very industrial state, most of the counties in this state are around 75 or higher. So we are currently in compliance with what the law would be. Under the new law, though, it takes it just below that level. So it would essentially stop any new projects from going forward unless there were reductions in emissions in other plants, in other areas. In other words, there's a trade-off. If you're going to add new emission, you'd have to reduce emissions somewhere else. So shut down a factory, or if a company goes out of business, then and only then would you have a permit, for example, to expand your particular operations.
As you point out in your column, Dave, the timing of this is particularly curious from your perspective, because over the last quarter century or even more, the ozone levels in this country have actually trended in a more favorable direction.
Well, by EPA's own admission, public admission, concentrations of ozone have actually declined by 33% from 1980 to 2013, during the same period of time when the U.S. population had increased by 40%. And the economy had more than doubled in size. So by their own admission, the ozone levels have declined and improved. So we do find it curious that at this point in time there's this urgent need to have such a costly regulation impacting manufacturing in this country.
In the final paragraph, Dave, you write, "What is most shocking of all is that this new regulatory assault coming from Washington seems almost deliberately designed to hammer companies that are already struggling." And you detail in the piece how Summitville Tiles was once 700 employees strong. It's much smaller than that now as a result of a litany of other federal regulations over time. You point out that you're very fortunate in the tile industry to even still be in business. So what do you think is behind the government pushing this standard at this time?
Well, it's frustrating. You're right. Our company is a 104-year-old family company. And today, we are the only charter member of our National Trade Association to still be in business, and that's in the ceramic tile business. About close to two-thirds of all the tiles sold in America today is imports coming from nations where there are no regulations, i.e. China, i.e. Mexico, i.e. pick some of the other third-world nations in the world where they're making products or they're selling product and dumping it into the United States cheaper than we can make it. And so at the very time when we're trying to compete in this global market, in a global economy with yet new trade agreements that are being proposed, this new Pacific Rim Trade Agreement is a perfect example, Pacific Rim Trade Agreement, perfect example of another whole new category of countries that will be given preferential treatment to ship product into the United States to undermine and undercut our products. And at the same time, we're being hammered with these new regulations, and which will be very costly to comply with. How much will it cost? We don't know at this point in time, but it's coming.
A couple quick questions before we let you go. Dave, what's the penalty for noncompliance?
You know, it's like anything else. I mean, they'll assess fines, and they'll assess there'll be all kinds of fees. The part of the cost will be, you know, more personnel here dedicated to just completing all the paperwork. But ultimately, they have the power. I mean, if the government assigns a fee or charges you an assessment of some kind and you don't pay it, believe me, they get it. If they have to take you to court and attach your assets, they'll do it.
Dave, based on what we've described here, we've already seen from your piece that the manufacturing industry is hurting, and your industry in particular. If, in fact, this were to go through, is this a death sentence, or is it still some way to persevere?
Well, I'm an optimist always, and I happen to think that this country is going to come to its senses in the next election. But I can tell you, another four more years of Obama thinking could do irreparable harm to this country's ability to compete and its ability to provide jobs. Our little community here, Somerville, has been the major employer in this community for the last 100 years. People in our factory have paid health care, 100% paid up health care, have 5 weeks paid vacation, jury pay, funeral pay, perfect attendance pay, fully defined benefit pension plan, 401k plan on top of it. But it's going to be awfully hard to continue to provide jobs when there's not much left over at the end of the day.
Last question, Dave. You mentioned that this is an administrative action, no congressional action. So what can folks do to try and reverse course here? There's a public comment period, I assume, that is still open at this point. What do you encourage folks to do?
I assume that time period is open for public comment, but I don't know that it's going to do any good. I urge people to get involved in this next election and make sure that there's a change in the White House. That's where it's coming from. This is government by fiat, not government by deliberative democratic process. And they're basically policies that cannot be supported by the facts and by the science. It's just, this is the political, philosophical perspective of a left-wing president that's carrying out his will.
Dave, we certainly sympathize with you, sir. Thank you very much for bringing this to our attention, and we'll be following the story closely. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks very much.
David Johnson is the CEO of Somerville Tiles in Somerville, Ohio. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.